What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, how are you doing?
I'm a little sleepy, but I'm feeling good, man. How are you?
Did you watch that movie?
Whew. You want to hear some negative news on the positive news story?
What happened?
JP, I bought my tickets on Monday, right? Like, the movie came out Thursday. Tried to go see it, you know. Oh, get there. They tell me the projector was down. We can give you a refund, or you guys can watch the middle of the movie that you want to see starting now. You know, it's got about an hour and a half left or something, and I'm about to cry. You know how I am about Power Rangers, man. Like, my heart straight broke. So we basically said no, give us our money back, and then we ended up walking, which they did. They were nice about it. AMC was super nice about it, but I was just sad, man. I just wanted to watch the movie. We ended up watching Logan again. It was free, so we were like, oh well. But I'm pretty, I almost cried, man. I'm not gonna lie to you.
About a movie, though?
Man, I was excited, man. That's like what got me through to today. I was just tired.
You remember the Power Rangers movie that came out when we were kids?
Yeah, man, a couple of them came out. I remember the Ooze one, and then like the one where, like the first one, I think.
Yeah, the Ooze one was the first one, right? That's the only one I've ever seen.
Maybe that was the only one. Well, I guess there was like another one where there were... No, I guess that is the only one I've seen. I take that back. Man, that was so long ago.
I watched a CinemaSins where they made fun of that movie. It's a really bad movie in retrospect.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We were kids, though.
It was great as a child.
Right?
Well, Tim, positive news, you got your money back. Positive news, we're talking about uplifting, encouraging, and positive news on this podcast. So whatever bad things life would happen to you today happen, we can raise some spirits.
Yes, sir.
Well, speaking of raising spirits, I got a odd, encouraging story. I got a story of a penguin named Jing Jing.
A penguin named Jing Jing?
Jing Jing, yep.
So, Jing Jing.
So apparently, you know, in Brazil, most people don't think of penguins. But I saw a video, and I was like, I got to talk about this on the podcast because it, you know, made me smile. Basically, there's a guy that lives off the beach. He's a fisherman in Brazil. And a few years ago, a penguin, baby penguin, covered in oil, showed up on his doorsteps. So the guy picked him up, washed off the penguin, fed him some sardines. Penguin, clean, happy, recovered, trotted on off, went to sea. And now said penguin comes back every 3 or 4 months just to hang out with the guy.
That's legit.
I know, right?
Man, how cool is that? I want a penguin, man.
It was crazy. They're like on the beach in like Brazil in the middle of the rainforest, and there's this penguin it's like a dog. The penguin's licking his face, they're playing around, and he's basically, the guy said in the video, yeah, like he stays here for about a week, then he disappears for a few months, then he comes back again. He remembers me.
That is awesome. That's like the best relationship, a penguin and a man.
I just thought I'd talk about it on the Positive Truth. Encouraging news for everyone.
That's some happy news. That takes away the pain from not seeing that movie.
Tim, what you got?
Man, so, you know, Hurricane Katrina happened in 2005. And there was a little girl that was actually rescued. Her family and her were rescued by a pararescuer. His name was Mike Maroney of the U.S. Air Force. Whenever Mike rescued this family, he got a hug from the little girl, and there was a picture taken of them, and he held on to that picture for, you know, a long time, actually. He actually held on to that picture whenever he was overseas going through tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Maroney was actually battling PTSD the time of Hurricane Katrina, so him saving the little girl, changed his life. She got a big hug out of it. He has a picture in his wallet going through all the stuff that he was going through, dealing with PTSD. So for a while, he was looking for this little girl. He even started a Facebook campaign called Katrina Girl. And he was looking for and looking for her. And finally, 10 years after the storm, the two were finally reunited, man. They were finally reunited. So after, you know, they were reunited on a TV show. I'm not exactly sure what TV show they were reunited on. But after they reunited, he went to Mississippi to visit her and her family. He even taught her how to swim. She's now 14 years old, by the way. And they've been speaking on the phone weekly. Maroney's encouragement has been so important to Lachey, which is the little girl's name, that she now joined her JROTC program at her school in Mississippi, which I think is pretty awesome. And on top of that all, Mike Maroney will be attending Lachey's junior ROTC ball, which I think is pretty awesome because, you know, this 10 years in the making, this positive news story, and now they're together. Now they're together again. I cannot speak right now, JP.
It's like they saved each other.
Yeah, man. It's like he's actually quoted saying, "You have no idea how many more times you've saved me." And it's just a beautiful story. Like all that tragedy, and there's some beauty that came out of it. And 10 years down the line, it was brought back together again. It's awesome.
Didn't Katrina happen in 05?
Yeah, 2005. So I guess 12 years later.
Yeah. The kid's 14 now, so the child was 2 and he saved her.
I guess the child was 4, so I'm guessing the story's pretty old. Interesting. No. She was 2 years old. You're absolutely right.
Nice. Well, technically it was 13 or 11 and a half years ago, because it was in August, right? Katrina?
I believe so.
Either way, great positive news story, Tim.
What you got for us, JP? You got a couple?
Have you ever got a raise before?
Yeah, definitely got a raise.
So what's your biggest raise you've ever gotten?
I think like 85 cents or something.
Those McDonald's?
Yeah.
Have you ever got a yearly bonus?
Nah.
See, neither have I. But at Porsche, their company just had their most successful year ever. And they have 21,000 employees. And they got a bonus of 99,111 euros. But here's the thing with the bonus. It didn't matter if you're an engineer, a cleaning lady, and the kitchen staff. It didn't matter. Every employee got a 9,000 euro bonus.
Man, how do I get a job at Porsche, man?
I mean,
like that's so, man. I guess they got it like that.
But I thought it was an awesome story because they gave it to everybody because they realized everybody, like, you make lunch for the employees. That's a very important like part of our membership. If you're doing maintenance and security, if you're like cleaning the toilets, that's very important for our business. You keep us afloat so we can make more money.
That's awesome. You're absolutely correct, man. That's awesome. You know, they're appreciating everybody in the company equally. I just wish I worked for Porsche, man. Oh, man. You got anything else for us, JP? I know you got a bunch of stories today.
Well, I can knock out these two back to back. You remember the Chance the Rapper story we did a few weeks back?
Yeah, he donated some money to the public schooling in Chicago, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. What do you got for us?
Beyonce, following his lead, donated $1 million to Brooklyn Public Schools.
Wow. I want you to say that real quick again.
Beyonce, following Chance the Rapper's lead, donated $1 million to Brooklyn Public Schools.
That's something you don't hear every day. Beyonce following somebody else's lead. And that's awesome. It was because it's something positive, and that's what Chance the Rapper is all about. So, man, shout out to Chance the Rapper for starting, hopefully, a movement that continues throughout the rest of everybody else in, you know, the millionaire ranges, because, you know, we ain't got it like that, JP.
Well, speaking of that, this leads up to my other positive news story. Google.org donated basically $50 million in grants to help close the education gap. So boom, boom, bam. Federal grants just to help with public schooling.
Man, that's awesome, man. Public schooling needs all the help it can get, and I'm glad, like, you have hip-hop artists, you have big corporations like Google, everybody's just hitting it all at once. That's awesome.
See, that's what happens when one person, like, hey, I'm going to do something to give back to the community. It can have just positive effects everywhere. It's the same thing when something negative happens. It's just every time something negative happens, we seem to hear about it through the news, through our news outlets. They don't talk about the positive stuff, and that's what we're here for, Tim.
For sure, man. We don't just talk about it. We focus on it. Tú sabes. My next positive news story is about a homeless man that lives in Spain. A beauty salon in Spain actually released a video about this local homeless man. His name is Jose Antonio. Jose Antonio. See if I can get my accent going out there a little bit. Basically, the owner of the salon have been trying for years to get Jose to come in for a haircut. And at first, it obviously wasn't easy. He wasn't about that life. It's like, yeah, I'm good where I'm at, sleeping on this bench, and that's that. But finally, he went in, got a whole entire makeover. The salon made a video over it. Video's pretty cool. I'm going to upload it to Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. So make sure you guys are following us and liking us and sharing all our videos there. It's an awesome video. It's real beautiful. The video's actually been viewed over 2 million times. So if you haven't seen it already, go to our Facebook page and check it out. It will be there. The video's also cool because after it was uploaded, a private company that wishes to remain anonymous set up Antonio with a place to sleep, and they even set him up with counsel to help him with to update all of his documents to make sure, you know, he has his birth certificate and all that good stuff taken care of so he can get his life in order. And on top of that, the salon's number one goal is to try to find this man a job. So just by going in to get a makeover that somebody was offering to give it to him for free literally changed this whole entire man's life. So shout out to that salon, which I believe it's called Palma de Mallorca. I'm killing this language right now. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, that was pretty good.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying so hard.
So has he got a job yet?
No, he does not have a job yet.
When did this happen?
This happened... Man, I don't know when the video was released. Could not tell you that.
It was a short time ago.
Yeah, it was a short time ago, for sure.
Tim, man, you have to follow up on that. That's interesting.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. I'm pretty positive they're definitely going to upload another video because this video is pretty awesome, man. You got to check it out for sure.
Nice, nice. Well, I have a story of a new vaccine that could basically slow disease that kills 600 children a day. Basically, it's a diarrhea type of disease. It's called the rotavirus, and it's basically the most common death from diarrhea in children under 5. And they developed a vaccine that is cheap or cheaper than the alternative medicines, and it can last for months without refrigeration. So it can make it to remote villages with no electricity. It's been approved by everything but the World Health Organization, but it's already passed all the cycles. It's already passed all the tests, and they just need to get that final stamp of approval, and we got a new vaccine to help these children out, man.
That's awesome, man. That's definitely some positive news.
Short, sweet, on to the next one. Tim, what you got?
Man, I actually have a story all the way in New Zealand. A horse named Voice, actually she's a pony, was actually swept away in floodwaters 15 days ago. And it was washed away with all these big storms that were happening in New Zealand at the time. And 13 days later, boom, right there in front of the house. The two ladies that owned the horse, you know, were obviously thankful, but they had no idea where she came from. They were confused. She was covered up in sand and mud and all kind of stuff, and they did their best to wash, you know, all that stuff off. They're just blessed and happy that the horse came back. The reason I wanted to talk about it, it's because they took care of this horse since day one, and when it got taken away, they were devastated, and they kept their faith that, you know, everything will be okay, and boom, the horse came back. And I just think it's awesome that whenever something, you know, is going bad, like you don't get to see a movie or your horse, you know, gets swept away. It's always good to stay positive. You never know what's going to happen at the end.
I like, as a 28-year-old, you're comparing not seeing a Power Rangers movie the day it comes out to losing a horse.
Man. You don't understand, JP. I'm so devastated. I was like, what is life? Why am I driving right now? Edna, take the wheel. I didn't want to do this anymore. Oh, I felt like a kid throwing a tantrum earlier, JP. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Are you feeling better now that we're doing these stories?
I definitely do, man. You have no idea.
See, animals are a lot smarter than we think. The fact that, I mean, you put me in the middle of the woods, I'm not going to know where to go anywhere. I'm going to look for the nearest civilization and start walking there. Like, I'm going to be completely lost. But we got a story about this penguin and this horse. Like, I know where I'm being fed. I can always find my way back.
For sure. I mean, animals are smart. They can figure it out. We're terrible. We don't have good survival skills.
That's a city kid, man.
We got to fix that, JP. Can you start a fire? You know how to start a fire?
I know we're not talking about negative news. I had a bad survival camp story when I was in like 8th grade. So I don't...
My bad. I'm just picturing you in 8th grade. Bad survival story? This isn't going to go good.
Yeah, I was like 4'10" at the time, maybe 100 pounds, mostly head and feet.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So basically they put us out in the middle of this like Oklahoma in the dead like summer where it's like 110. And yeah, it didn't turn out too well. After that, I was like, I'm sticking to the city. Mom, you're never sending me to a survival camp again. So you can learn how to do that, Tim. I'll be okay.
I got you, JP. I got you.
Well, back to the positive news stories. Not the awful survival camp experiences. Have you ever heard of an electric truck?
No, I have not.
Well, so basically, we can do electric cars, but it's not we can't do electric semi-trucks. It's really hard because they're so big and they got to move so many things.
Right.
Which isn't productive for CO2 emissions because there are so many like semi-trucks and trucks on the highways transporting goods.
Right.
Well, we might have a step towards a solution. Delivery trucks, like, they're a big problem because of just the heavy loads they carry. So we have, starting out in Sweden and going to the highways in 710, 405 highways in Los Angeles, we have electric cables over the roads, which are going to connect to the trucks and give them electrical energy so they're using less CO2 emissions and to make our highways more green.
Man, that's awesome. I'm loving that going green story. We did not have one today yet.
It's basically, they're calling it a hybrid truck. It draws power from cables like a trolley. It's been tested so far in Gävle, Sweden. And it's going to be, you know, in L.A. So next time you're in L.A., man,
you see, most definitely
check out the wires above the highway.
Definitely got to get a selfie there and be like, hey, I know what you're talking about, JP.
Absolutely.
For sure. If anybody's listening in L.A. and you guys have seen them, take a picture of it, you know, upload it to the Facebook page or something. Let us know. I want to see what these things look like. JP?
Yeah.
I'm going to continue the animal stories real quick with my last positive news story. So there's this dog. The dog's name is Peanut. And Peanut arrived at the Delta Animal Shelter in Michigan last April with two broken legs and a belly full of carpet and broken ribs. Peanut's former owner.
It's supposed to be positive news stories, Tim.
Yeah, it's definitely sounding pretty negative right now, but it gets better, I promise.
Okay.
So Peanut's former owner obviously abused, you know, Peanut. And the owner was actually convicted of animal abuse. And Peanut healed pretty healthy, you know. He's walking around fine now and all that good stuff. Peanut was actually adopted into a family. And, you know, love the home, love the owners. But one morning, Peanut woke up and heard something, you know, downstairs and was going crazy. And the husband, there was a wife and a husband, you know, the husband was like trying to figure out what was going on, and the wife asked him to go down there. So he finally went outside, and when he opened up the door, Peanut ran outside. And when Peanut ran outside, the dad started following Peanut. And Peanut found a three-year-old little girl, like, kind of balled up, and, like, sitting in a hole, basically. It was about 11 in the morning. The dad obviously, you know, immediately went to the girl, picked up the girl, went to the house, called 911. And the girl wouldn't say anything. But whenever the police officer got there, the only thing she could say was, "Doggy." The only thing she could say was, "Doggy."
Well, how did the girl get there?
Exactly. So, basically, thanks to the girl, thanks to Peanut, the little girl was saved. She was reunited with her family, I believe, but that's as far as it goes with the little girl, unfortunately. But thanks to Peanut, the little girl was found and was saved and was clothed. I mean, the little girl was actually found naked in a little ball. I have no idea, but without Peanut, they weren't sure when they would have found that little girl. So, shout out to Peanut being a good dog. Even though you went through some bad things by some bad people, even Peanut kept it positive and still did something good for somebody else.
Nice. Well, mine is not nearly that serious. Mine is simply, you remember Batman and Robin, the movie?
Yeah, for sure.
So you know who George Clooney is?
Yeah, who doesn't?
I'm not really big on the movie things. Well, he lives in Sunning in Great Britain in the United Kingdom.
Right.
And he lives by a retirement home. And the retirement home, you know, they try to answer the requests of the people that work there. And one of the requests was for a lady named Pat Adams. And she was like, I just want him to come by and meet him since I know he lives nearby. And the retirement home, nursing home, was like, that one might be a little tough. So they told George Clooney, and so he showed up on her 87th birthday with a bouquet of flowers, took a picture with her, and she got to meet him.
Took a picture with her and what?
And she got to meet him.
I think we lost each other.
We did? Tim Tim?
Yeah, we lost each other for a second.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good now.
All right. So basically, they took a picture. She got to meet him. He fulfilled her request of meeting her on her birthday. And I just think that's pretty cool, man.
Nice, nice. It is pretty cool, man. George Clooney is a cool guy.
And just to take time out of your day to go meet a fan. We live in Oklahoma, so there's not that many stars running around.
Right.
So interacting with famous people, people are just doing something uplifting and positive and saying happy birthday whenever you're famous can go a long ways. So great job for George Clooney.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. So more celebrities should, you know, follow suit for sure.
I got two more positive news stories. Last one is about Down syndrome. So this is something I didn't know. And I feel like it goes with our like whole positive truth thing of talking about news you haven't heard of before. Because oftentimes whenever you hear about something in the news, it's like new virus killing everybody, global epidemic. You never hear about how far technology has come, how far science has gone. So with Down syndrome, the average life expectancy was 12 years in 1912. If you have Down syndrome, you were expected to only make it to 12. In the 1980s, it was like 25 years. And today, it's almost dead even. It's like high 60s.
Nice. That is awesome.
So, hey, we're getting better, man.
We definitely are, man. Like, it goes into, you know, one of our last positive news stories, like with Sesame Street adding, you know, a Muppet with Down syndrome, or Muppet, that's not a Muppet,
puppet with autism? Puppet.
Yeah, with autism, I said with Down syndrome, with autism, I mean, we're acknowledging people with special needs, like, we have to now, we have to talk about it more, we have to get better at it, because in all reality, I mean, they're people too. And I feel like back in 1912, we weren't paying as much attention as we should have, you know, medically or physically.
And I mean, 1980s was like 25 years. So we've doubled life expectancy in like 20 years.
That's awesome, man.
Or I feel 30 like years.
We're getting better.
Speaking of getting better and paying attention to people that haven't been getting paid attention to, LeBron James is designing a sneaker for disabled athletes.
Really?
I mean, saw it on his little Instagram feed. It's a special sneaker for special athletes. It's a Nike shoe. It's a legit Nike shoe. It's called the LeBron Soldier 10 Flyease. It's a signature shoe worn by James, but has no laces, and it can be secured with Velcro straps and zippers. So he's the first like NBA player to ever have a shoe that accommodates disabled athletes.
Man, that is so awesome. Like, that is one of the coolest things ever. Like, shout out to LeBron James. Like, I'm not a big LeBron James fan at all. I think he's like one of the greatest basketball players to ever touch a ball, hands down. But man, that is an awesome news story.
On top of that, I never even realized this need existed. You know what I mean? Of all these shoes that have come out over all these years, all these Jordans, and everyone's had a signature shoe, no one's ever done this before.
That tells you what type of man he is, man.
Exactly. So just to follow up, I know most people don't like LeBron because of the whole decision thing. But right. Most people don't realize with the decision, he raised $3 million for Boys and Girls Club.
So, exactly.
LeBron, doing a great job in the community and doing a great job in the basketball court.
And he always keeps it positive, too. That's the truth. All the negativity going at him from the media and from the fans and stuff like that, he's always doing things to give back. It's awesome. Man, you got any more stories, JP?
No, but I have a quote.
Yes, let's hear this.
Integrity is something you must give away. No one can take it from you. So do something positive for someone, because it's not like you can't just live your life and just be silent in the corner and just people just take your, like, just be like, oh yeah, it's a person of integrity. It's actions you take every single day leads to a better planet and a better person for yourself and others.
Take that, world.
Tim, where can the people find us at?
You can follow us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast. You can also follow us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Tim,
did I miss anything?
No, you didn't miss anything. Next time we talk, I want to hear about this movie.
Oh, indeed. You will, trust me, because I have to wake up at 6 a.m., and then I have to go to this track meet, and after that, please believe, I'm going to find a movie theater that's playing this movie.
So no one spoiled him in the meantime. We hope you have a wonderful week. We're out.
Stay positive.